Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 10, Mishnah 6. Just a brief introduction. The halacha is that really biblically, a child who's 9 years and 1 day old cannot do anything that impedes or disqualifies a situation of Yibum. That means to say, if you have a fellow that passes away, his widow is there, so she falls to Yibum, to the brothers. And there's a brother that's a kid. He's nine years and 1 day at least. And he does something, biblically, it's not considered anything that he does. But as we'll see in the Mishnah, if let's say he does do Yibum, he's intimate with her, or even if he does Mamar, he puts a ring on her finger and says, Harei Mekudeshesli, to this widow, it causes all kinds of problems and issues. So the Mishnah begins, Ben Teisha Shana V'Yom Echad, if you have a boy who's 9 years, at least 9 years on 1 day, Hu Paisel, he could disqualify the Yavam Al Yedei Achim from the brothers. It means if let's say he was intimate with his deceased brother's wife, with the widow, or he put a ring on her finger, so the older brothers, the adult brothers, can no longer do Yibum. Says the Mishnah, Va'achim Paisel Al Yadai. Similarly, the brothers can also go disqualify for him. Ella, rather, Shehu, this young boy of 9 years and 1 day, Paisel Tchila, he only disqualifies initially. That means to say, if he did Mamar before the brothers, he said Arei Mekudeshesli to the widow, before the brothers, they can no longer do Yibum. However, if let's say his brothers did Mamar first, and then this kid comes along and he does Mamar, then his second Mamar doesn't do anything whatsoever to the brothers, and they can proceed and do Yibum. Says the Mishnah, Va'achim Paisel Tchila B'Slev. However, when it comes to the brothers, they disqualify both before and after. That means to say that even if, let's say, the boy, the young nine-year-old and one-day-old boy did Mamar on the woman, and then one of them comes along and does Mamar on the same woman, one of the adult brothers does Mamar on the same woman, so he's disqualified. He can no longer do anything. However, Besaif, that means to say, if let's say the boy does Mamar after one of the adults did it, it means nothing whatsoever. Regardless of what the Gemara says, though, that if, let's say, one of the brothers did Mamar, they put a ring on her finger, and then this nine-year-old had intimacy with her, that does disqualify his brothers from marrying her. Mishnah concludes, Ketzad, how would this be? Ben Teisha Shana V'Yamecha Chaba Yevimtai. If you have a boy who is 9 years old and 1 day that has intimacy with his brother's wife, even after his brothers did Mamar, Pasal, then they disqualify the Yevama from having Yibun. Ayidei Achin, for the brothers, in other words, it prohibits them from doing Yibun. Says the Mishnah, Boale Achim, let's say one of the brothers had intimacy with the Yevama, Ve'asuba Maimer, or one of them did Mamar, he put a ring on her finger and said, Ram Kodeshusni, Ay Nasnu Get, or one of them gave her a Get, Ay Chaltsu, or one of them did Chalitza to her. Says the Mishnah, Paslu Al Yadai, now Lacha is, then they prohibit the Yevama on they prohibit the Yevama for this 9 year old, and now nothing that he does will have any impact whatsoever. Wishing you a fantastic rest of your day and a wonderful rest of your week.